Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Happy Talk About It Thursday to everyone. I want to thank you for joining us. We have a great show today. Special guest is Donna Hoover, Ojeda, PhD, a friend, a great colleague, and she's doing some great things with small businesses. For those of you that are new to the show, I am April Halliburton of All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a small business. We are a virtual small business partner, spit it out right, and consultant. Been in business for over 10 years. Our mantra, folks, is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. So I want to know how things are going on for you, how things are going in your business. I'm going to give you the call-in number, which is 563-999-3057. You can call in for questions, and we are waiting our guest to call in. Our co-host, Ms. Donna, is going to call in, and we are looking forward to having her on the show. So if you have not had a chance, go on over to allforhr.net. That is our virtual home. Check out our new website. Be sure to leave a message and let us know how you like it, how you like the new website. Follow us on Twitter at All for HR. We are on Instagram at All for HR. We are on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. We are also on LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions. We got some great things going on here. I want to know how things are going in your business amid the COVID pandemic. We are forging our way through it as mighty small business owners. We are forging our way through and excited to be kind of going through and maybe saying that little the light at the end of the tunnel, right? It's a little vague. We can barely see it, but it is there. Absolutely, it is there. So,
April, it's Donna.
Hi, Donna. So we have Donna on our line, and she is our guest. She's going to be talking with us on guiding small businesses through change fueled by crisis. A little bit about Donna. Donna has been working with CEO since 1987. She is the advisor and the founder of the Leaders Laboratory. Spit it out. She is CEO of Leaders Laboratory. She's been working with, again, CEO since 1987. She is also our board chairperson for SCORE, and she has worked with small businesses. I enjoy working with Donna. She is a pleasure to work with. Donna, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much, April, for having me. I really appreciate it. Is this your first one, or how many of these have you done now?
I've been doing these for 4 years?
Wow. That's
We've been on these. Thank you. And again, we are so glad to have you on the show. Again, for those that, checking us out, you know, you can call us at 563-999-3057. We're going to go ahead and get started on our show and find out with talking with Donna. So can you tell us a little background about SCORE and how long you've been a part of SCORE, Donna?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. I'm CEO, as April said, CEO of Leaders Laboratory. since 1987.
Right.
And I've been working with Middle Market for over 30 years. Middle Market of companies that are above $75 million in revenue. And I wanted to reach out to some new companies, new entrepreneurs, new small businesses, some of the younger ones that are less than 10 years old. And I was found SCORE. And SCORE, I started SCORE in 2015
okay.
as a mentor. And then 2 years ago, I was offered the opportunity to become chapter chair and to help lead SCORE in a new direction. So that's what we've been working on, providing mentoring and education to small businesses.
Absolutely wonderful. And Donna's doing a great job. She's really forged SCORE, put SCORE in the limelight and building our mentors, our small business mentors. We have a great team that is steadily growing. So glad to have you in that capacity, Donna. So can you tell us, so how do you think SCORE has been instrumental in helping businesses during this pandemic?
Well, April, as you being a very good SCORE certified mentor as well, you know that we've been working with small companies through this time by helping them getting their payroll protection plan together and addressing their HR issues. And helping them get reopen up again, get restarted, and getting some of the funding from the banks and getting through the applications. There's a lot of moving parts. April has been working with, and so has SCORE, been working with Detroit New Business Program. And through that, it's really reached out and helping people get the protective wear that they need to stay safe. And helping them through getting their financials put together so that they can apply for some of the funding that is out there. We've been doing online open mics on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 12, where people can call in, Zoom activities, and we usually have 4 to 6 mentors on the line at the time. And we hear what are people struggling with, what are the small businesses doing to open up, what challenges are they having, and how do they bring their workers back and safely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And SCORE has been working hand-in-hand with the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, with just, again, working with all of those moving parts that we have to keep small businesses, again, forging forward. It's so important during this time. As I said, we got a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel is there. And so we're starting to kind of see ourselves on the other side. And that's one of the things that SCORE has been very instrumental in. Helping small business owners to not focus so much on the anxiety and the fears of this time, but what you're going to look like, what you as a small business owner are going to look like on the other side of this pandemic. Right. And so SCORE has been so instrumental. Donna has been very, very hands-on in putting the things in place that small business owners need to get to the other side and be in a better place.
April, I'd like to add one of the things that we have on our website, which is detroit.score.org, is a reopening checklist that people can download. And it's about 4 or 5 pages, depending on your industry and your sector, of what you should be doing to open up safely and bring your employees back safely and be safe for your customers to return to your shop as well.
Excellent, excellent. And make sure, again, you said DetroitScore.org?
DetroitScore.org.
Okay, Detroit.score.org, where you can download that checklist. And it's very, very important, small business owners, that we are doing everything we can to, I know it's a difficult time. We are all having a difficult time. But again, Score has been very instrumental in helping us to get that, see that little light that's starting to get a little bit brighter right at the end of the tunnel. So we're getting there. We are getting there. So we want to make sure that everyone is doing everything they can to keep their employees safe, keep their customers safe, keep themselves safe, and in turn keep their families safe during this time.
I'd like to add another thing that we're working on with the Detroit News Business Group, and that's our startupspace.app. And that, maybe, I don't know, do you provide, April, do you provide links anywhere for somebody in the podcast? I'm not sure.
Yes, we can. We're going to, we'll download, or when this is broadcast, we will definitely make sure that the links are in there for individuals to follow. So they can just link, they can just follow them. Yes.
Great. So we have startupspace.app/NEI/recovery. And that gives you access to all the monies that are available out there, grant money and loan money that are, is available for companies. And they're all listed right there. And as they open, we add more opportunities for money, for funding. And as the window closes, we take them off. And so you only get the most recent and most current monies that are available. And then usually, I've been watching it, keeping track, there tends to be about 8 to 12 companies or organizations providing grant money available for small businesses and for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, 1099 people. So we get both of those. Thank you.
All right. So thank you for that, Donna. And so there's still money out there, folks. As small business owners, you got to remember there's still money out there. There, absolutely, the money is still there. So don't, you know, if you need a mentor, make sure you can go to thescore.org or detroit.score.org and sign up for a mentor. And so there are experts that are there that help you to get the necessary paperwork you need completed done. Keep in mind that the deadline for the PPP is June 30th. Okay, that is the deadline for the PPP, but there's so much other money out there that is available for small business owners, entrepreneurs. Okay. So tell me a little bit about some positive experiences that you had with SCORE, Donna, because you've done so much with SCORE.
Oh, yeah, I have. Where do I begin on positive experiences? The positive experiences, we serve two markets, the client market, which is the small business space, and also our mentors. So it's keeping our mentors relevant, trained, educated, so they're prepared to help any situation that a small business might run into. And then we divide we have over 120 mentors in the Southeast Michigan area and 14,000 throughout the United States to help small businesses. So keeping them trained, educated, prepared, and relevant and ready on the front line to help small businesses is a tall task. That's a lot of people to keep trained. And then the other side is our client mix. We're getting more focused in that area, that we have 50% of our clients we serve, about 9,000 people a year. So with that, 50% of those people are pre-revenue. Anybody from, I've got an idea, I have a lawnmower in my trunk, I'm ready to go, to I'm ready to patent my product. So there's all levels of the new people out there. And then the second group that we work with are the ones, people that have been in business 1 to 3 years.
Right.
They've been working. They have customers. They even have one customer. You qualify as a small business. One customer. Because you're starting to make some money now or get money. And up to 3 years, and then around your fourth year, third year, you started to look at getting employees. So then our third group is people that have been in business for 4 years or more and have employees.
Right.
So each of those three groupings have very different needs and very different questions and just a different stage in their business life.
Right.
So we have lots of companies that have received awards, and awards is money or recognition. We promote companies that are growing through SCORE, we promote successes, store opening, increased revenue, getting additional employees. There are so many successes. We have CEO roundtables that we have a lot of the alumni from the Goldman Sachs program because we support the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small business companies. And when they graduate, they have a place to continue practicing and learning and mastering their craft. And mastering craft is your business. Your business is a craft. How do we master that because it's ever changing.
Absolutely.
So oh, April, I don't know if you know, but the state of Michigan through the SBA, which is the Small Business Administration, and that's governed out of Washington, which is where SCORE is headed, is headquartered, that SCORE Detroit has received the best chapter in the state of Michigan, and we get our award in a couple of weeks.
Oh, so, that is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Success.
It is, it is. And Donna has been very instrumental, again, with taking SCORE. And I can't tell you the feelings that I get from helping small businesses. I can't even explain how good it is to see those ideas in the heads of the small business owners, and whether they're just starting off, and sometimes even they are, like you said, 1 to 3 years in business or a little longer in business, and then they are forging forward and they just have need to streamline things a little bit so that they're running their business. Their business is not running them. And so they come to SCORE, and SCORE experts are able to help them put those components together and go and help them to run more smoothly, to build their businesses. We have financial coaches that are helping companies put plans in place so that they are able to build more revenue, get more clients. Any aspect of growing that a small business needs, you can get it from SCORE. It's definitely a one-stop shop.
And one of our big areas that we have as companies grow is getting new employees. And April, would you mind talking for a minute? I know this is an interview about me, but I think you play a big role in SCORE and our success. Would you talk about some of the workshops that you run for us? That's your space of people, companies getting new employees. What do you do for us?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Donna. Yeah, absolutely. So I've worked with the workshops helping small businesses to develop the job descriptions and streamline their hiring and recruiting and onboarding processes, so that they're doing the same things over and over and over so that they don't have to concentrate so much on getting top talent because they have those processes in place. We also have a couple checklists that we've shared where different places that you can recruit because, as you know, Donna, recruiting is no longer about posting a job on a job board and letting it go.
Oh, my gosh.
That's no longer effective.
Yeah, I've been in your workshops, and my head spins. How do you find qualified employees?
Right, and that's a question that is not only just for small business owners. You know, that's a question that's across the board. That's across the gamut. How do I get top talent? And so that's a workshop that we have coming up in a couple weeks on, again, on hiring. Because, yes, during this time, the pandemic, companies are hiring. They are absolutely hiring. They may have been hiring virtually more so before now, but companies are opening up, and yes, they are hiring. They're definitely hiring. And so I really work with small businesses to help them get that top talent, not only secure the top talent, but to retain top talent, right? To build those engaged workforces so that they have happy workforces. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
So, folks, remember that you can call in at 563-999-3057. And, again, we have Donna Hoover, Ojeda, Ph.D., on our show today. She's a special guest. She is, again, she is the CEO of Leaders Laboratory. Since 1987, she works with CEOs. And she is, again, our board chairperson of SCORE of Southeastern Michigan. And in case you don't know, Donna has received a host of awards, okay? She's been nominated by the Automotive Hall of Fame. She is the recipient of the Leading 100 Women in North American Automotive, okay? She's also received the award for Leading Women Business Owners in the State of Michigan. And that's just a few awards that our guest has received. So we, again, Donna, are so glad to have you on the show. And, folks, be sure to call in 563-999-3057. You can also follow us on All for HR on Twitter, on Instagram with All for HR. We are on Twitter, All for HR, and Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. Don't forget about our Facebook Live, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 o'clock. And we have on the air, Thursdays, on Talk About It Thursdays, 12:30 to 1:30. And we have our Freedom Friday HR question every Friday morning. So when you submit that question, if your question is selected, you'll receive a free gift. Donna, tell me, what do you see small businesses, how do you see them rebounding from this crisis?
Well, I was thinking about that while you were talking there for a few minutes. So what do I really want the listeners to know or have in their back pocket from us both on this call? And as a rebound, taking a look at we have a webinar, an online webinar, that's developing or building your business canvas. And we run a Zoom webinar on building your business canvas. Mm-hmm. And I'd like, people are revisiting your business canvas. It's just a one piece of paper. And it looks at, your business, your customers, what are you selling, your products, your distribution channels, your vendors. You revisit all of those pieces of your business. You don't have to change your business or be different.
Right.
Revisit it and refine it as it. As you get more digital, increasing your digital exposure and onlining your business, what does that look like? How does that open up your business more? Is there a way that I can increase my online presence and maybe decrease the walk-in traffic? The walk-in traffic is where the virus comes from. So how do I balance that? I still want some, or like restaurants are only allowed 50% capacity. Well, you can't live on 50% capacity. So what is your delivery system look like? What does your curbside delivery look like? How do you make it special for clients to have curbside delivery or curbside pickup or personal delivery? However else you can reach out to them, what does that look like? And those are different customers than the ones that come into your shop. So take one of those classes or find them on the internet, Lean Business Canvas, and revisit how your business is organized. And then work with a mentor, whether it's a SCORE mentor or a Michigan Women Forward mentor. There's lots of mentoring organizations that can help you. We are an organized mentoring system association, so ours are pre-screened, pre-trained, certified type mentors. So mentors are everywhere to help you. I think we just put a blog out today on how to find a mentor. How do you find a mentor for you? And it teaches you what to look at, what to ask, how to search for one. What does a mentor look like? So those are two things to think about and look at. Is work on your business canvas and find a mentor or two. You don't just have to have one. You can have many mentors depending on what area of your craft you're trying to master.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is the time, again, we have been, that's the one, the premise I think that has been across the board is that this is some challenging times and no one has expected anything of this sort, this pandemic. But what's important is that small business owners take the time, and as you said, Donna, revisit the things in your business that you can, whether you can reallocate, whether you can revamp or add resources. How can you change or maybe pivot? I know people are tired of hearing that word pivot, but change your business model so that you are you're getting the clients that you desire. This is not a time to stop. It's not a time to slow down. Right. It's not a time to slow down at all. But it's a time to look, to really analyze your business, your business processes. You know, can you grow your product? Can you add a service? Can you change a service? These are things that when you really take the time to look back, look at your business, will really project you on the other side in a better position.
Right. So some of the other things that we're looking at are asking companies to look at for themselves is there's no requirement that says you have to open back up.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if it doesn't fit you, don't do it. It's not cheap to open your store back up or your shop back up and open to the public.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of cost in the CDC requirements that are not in your budget. So if opening isn't for you, there's nobody that says you have to open.
Exactly.
So take the time and like people are saying, look at your business. Look at what you're doing. Couple of things to look at is what are you doing that's making you money? And focus on the pieces that make money. Because we all know everything you do doesn't make money.
Right.
But there are certain things that make you a lot of money. What are those? And how can you change your business around, like April was suggesting? Changing your business around a little bit so that you make more money and work less. And personally, I think that's always been my goal. How can I work as little as possible and make a ton of money?
Right.
So you really have to look at the products and services that you're offering that people are willing to pay for. And then make a boatload of those things that they're buying or do more of it. The other piece to look at is taking the time to, I've talked to many business owners that, okay, you've been in business for 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. You have some experience. We all know there are things. If we could do it over again, we would do it differently.
Absolutely.
This is your chance to do that differently. Take away the mistakes that you've made. Now's the time to, get rid of it. Throw it out. Be done with it and start fresh and start new. And if getting a smaller shop is what you need, then now's the time to renegotiate that.
Exactly.
We had a pizza company that has, Radon Woodward does a great business. Business, just always booming out the front door. The virus had to close down, shut down. He said, we put all of our products, every single one of them, online. And we're doing a bigger business online than we did out the front door. Because I was excited to hear, you're going to be opening up. And he said, no, I don't think we are. And I was like, you're going to close? He said, no. Our business is so good in delivery and curbside that it costs me less to do that. I don't need as many employees. I don't need as much overhead. I don't need as big space. I don't, a lot of things you don't need to do curbside delivery or curbside pickup and delivery. And those customers like doing curbside pickup. They like stopping by. It's all, they have a number. They know which car is there. They have one person, one employee that does all the running. And it works great. I'm not going to open my door until I'm ready.
Exactly.
We're thinking of opening a second shop, but I can do it in a warehouse off the main street and just have delivery and pickup. And that's it. And that costs a lot less to just be in a warehouse space and make pizzas and make, the menu that goes with pizza type products and ingredients. And so we'll just deliver. And he's thinking about buying his own vehicles and buying his own trucks and just deliver it where he needs to deliver it. And I thought, that's a very different business model. It's still making pizzas and the pizza products that go around it. But it's just different than what he's always been doing. It's a third generation company. His grandfather started it. He's got 8 family members that work in the store. And they're just all willing to look at something different.
That right there is a success story from this pandemic, right? One company that has revamped their model, and they're doing even better. And I like the fact that you said if you don't have to open up, the pandemic is not over. It's not over yet. And so if you must open up, do so in phases. But if you, as a small business owner, if you have been able to successfully operate with telecommuting employees, by all means, if you can continue doing that, do so. No one is saying you have to open up. But again, there's still time for you to take a look at your business model, take a look at your processes, take a look at, different things in your business that's going to put you in a better position once this is over. Because it's going to be over, but it's not over yet, okay? So that's what's so important is it's not over yet. It's not over yet, but we want to be in a better position on the other side of this, and that's for everyone. We want everyone to be on a better. We don't want any closed doors, or any of that. We want to see you to learn from whatever message or whatever lesson that you receive from this time or this pandemic. Learn that lesson and forge forward and reposition yourself in a much better position. So tell me what thoughts, Donna, would you like to leave our listeners with?
Leave our listeners with do your business canvas model,
mm-hmm.
and don't open up if you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And to add what April said, that if you do open, and after a few weeks you decide you're not comfortable with it, or your customers aren't abiding by the CDC rules,
mm-hmm.
don't close.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think just because you're open, you have to stay open. See how it goes. Leave them with supporting what April says, the opportunity to refresh and revive.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe collaborate with another partner company that is similar to yours but different.
Absolutely. And during this time, I encourage our small business owners to go on the score.org website. There are a ton of resources and webinars, on-demand webinars, that you can sign up for to help you in whatever you need. Okay, knowledge is power. And as a small business owner, you know, you can never have enough knowledge. Never, ever, ever have enough knowledge. So go in there and take advantage of those. Because guess what? They're all free. These are all free resources that you have right at your fingertips to help you get to where you need. And again, you need a mentor, reach out. You know, I think that's one of the things that we have really learned. I know I've learned from this pandemic is that our country is built on helping small business owners because we are the backbone of this country. And for those that say, I don't have any help, I need help, I can't find help, you have so much help available to you now.
Right.
You don't know. You won't even know how to start. But the thing is to start. Okay. Take advantage of the resources that are there that are going to help you be a successful business owner. Make sure you take advantage of those because they're there. And again,
right.
Like Donna said, money is out there still. So there's no need to act as if you can't find any help because we are here. Gore is here, and there are tons of other resources that are there to help you be a success.
Yeah.
You know, you start that dream, yes.
Gore is positioned to be the first call. Because a lot
mm-hmm.
of times people don't know what resources are available or which ones are available for me.
Yes.
And Gore can be your first call. Just say that. I need something, I want something, where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get it? How do I get access to whatever it is? So there are not, as I say that, we get a lot of people to call and say, how do I get grant money for my idea? But
mm-hmm.
Grant money doesn't go to an individual. Grant money goes to agencies or large foundations, or it goes
mm-hmm.
to a larger body. They'll get a big chunk of money, and then they have to divide it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really, what SCORE helps you do, what a mentor does, is help you get your package together
mm-hmm.
so that you can go in front of these people that have money available
mm-hmm.
and pitch your stuff, pitch your idea, talk to them about your plan, talk about your business. Talk about how they're going to get a return if they invest in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we can help you with, is getting your package together, getting your message together, getting your business together. So
mm-hmm.
that, and then we can help you identify, well, who gives money to your type of idea?
Mm-hmm.
And in your geography, because all the grants have criteria attached
mm-hmm.
to them. And so we can help match you up. And if there isn't money for that, like nursing homes, a lot of people want to get grant money for nursing homes. or for residential investment, property investment. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. No, they don't give money for that. Mm-hmm. You're on your own for those kinds of things. They're too high risk. Mm-hmm. Not because you as a person are bad. They're not judging you. They're just industry sectors that they feel are too risky. So we help you with that, too.
All right.
So there's a lot of pieces that SCORE will help direct you and guide you. We don't do the work for you, but we'll help direct and guide.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up because I get that question all the time. How do I get grant money to start my business? Well, again, I've said that several times. Grants are not given to people to start businesses. Grants are given to companies that are already open. They need to know that you are thriving, you are moving forward. They don't do that for startups. And so that's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up, Donna, because that is a very good, excellent point. But Donna has been instrumental in just really building SCORE and the great team that we have. We have just amazing mentors, and the whole organization is just a great organization. I enjoy giving back. And I thank Donna so, so much for joining me on the show today. It's indeed a pleasure to have you on the show, and indeed a pleasure working with you. Absolutely.
April, I have a question for you, another one.
Yes, please.
What is your background into starting your company? Where did you come from?
So I started, some years back as, I've been an entrepreneur for years, but when I first started, it was as, I offered support to, for attorneys with their overflow. And, that's when I worked as a legal assistant for over 20 years. I worked as a legal assistant. However, I got caught up in the, lost my job, worked in a reduction of workforce. That was in 2009. And during that time, some things were going on with my mother. And we were seeing that some issues, she was having some health issues. Anyway, during that time, I lost my job. My mom's health kind of took a turn. And so when I lost the job, I did not go right back to work because my brother and I were taking care of my mother. During that time, we learned that she had a rare cancer. And so we were up at U of M going back and forth to hospital. And I ended up partnered with a young lady, a wonderful young lady, Linda Williams, who had a transcription team. And so I was able to supplement my income while staying at the hospital with my mother, transcribing unemployment hearings for the different states.
Wow.
And during that time, that's when I learned, like, wow, small businesses, you know, really need effective HR. Because, you know, small business owners, I can tell you, we're in a class of our own. And so we have a tendency to kind of fly by the seat of our pants, if you will.
Right.
And so that's when I said, that's where, you know, my passion began as in an effort. My passion is to bridge that gap between effective HR and small business owners. You know, give them the tools that they need to grow their company and have a happy workforce. And that is, my dear, where All for HR Business Solutions started.
No, that's good. What year was that?
That was in 2007 is when it started, and then I incorporated in 2010. Yep. And it's been my passion ever since. I love, love, love working with small business owners. I love HR. I love building those phenomenal companies, those workforces that are with small businesses, small business owners for years and years to come.
Good. And listening to your story and how you started, and I thought, yeah, that reminded me of my story. I started in 1984, 85, and I did kind of the same thing. I didn't incorporate until like 1989.
Okay.
But on my side, I didn't tell anybody I was in business. I didn't have a business phone number. I did it out of my basement. And was very secretive about it because I didn't want anyone to know if I failed. So I kept those 2 years secret. And it still went because I thought if I can make it go and nobody knows about me, well, then I could make it go anywhere. That worked. But, you know, I look back now. I think of all the entrepreneurs that I have helped start, and I just I laugh at that thought. How did Where would you even get that idea to be quiet about your business?
I know, and you know, that's one thing that we've talked about extensively in our open mic.
Yeah.
About small business owners. Like, you have to talk about your business. You have to talk about your business to anybody that'll listen. And I remember, again, when I started, I was transcribing those unemployment hearings, and oh my goodness, Donna, some of them were so funny. I'm like, oh my goodness, are you kidding? And so but again, it taught me that, you know, small business owners they need HR, effect great HR that's going to help them grow their employees, grow their companies, so that you're not a small business forever, right? Every business starts off small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to have those teams, that workforce that's going, a happy workforce, and there is such a thing to grow with your company.
Yeah. Now, getting employees are hard. I grew my business to 17 employees.
Uh-huh.
But getting those first ones, it was really hard because you don't know what HR really is. You think HR is just a big company. And so it's not HR. I don't need HR. That's not for me. But it is. If you have the right HR help, you know, they didn't really have those before. So we're lucky to have some on the table that can give some insight and some education on what HR, what does that really mean? How does that work? And, you know, I did get caught in some compliance issues because I thought, well, I can just use the I didn't know statement. Well, and I learned that doesn't work. So, but I thought it would. I thought, well, I knew. I didn't know. It's kind of like calling up your bank and saying, yeah, I didn't mean to bounce my check. Can I get forgiveness, please? Sometimes they say yes. Most times they say no. But, you know, you play that card. Thinking, well, I get caught. I'll just say I didn't know. And, yeah, I know. And then they ask you, well, how long have you been in business? And then you kind of look and you say, well, I've been in business for 8 years. You said, didn't you know? And if you don't know, you should. So then you can come up to you right there, too.
Right.
And you should know this stuff. You're a business owner. And class, you can take classes. You can take workshops. I don't mean classes from the university. But there are workshops out there for people to get some education on what are my responsibilities as an employer, as a small business owner, what are my responsibilities to have someone be an employee.
Absolutely.
It does take effort. And you can't say I didn't know.
So, right. You can't use that excuse at all, because again, I can't tell you the number of small business owners that I've talked to, and they say, what is SCORE? Mm-hmm. Or what is the SBA? And, it,
right.
you know, as a small business owner, that's where you need to start. You need to start when you initially start with that idea. You have to arm yourself with knowledge. You have to arm yourself with the knowledge you need to be successful. Because if you don't have it, if you don't build that team to help you, you may not be successful. So you have to. It's very important that you do so. That you
yeah.
and that things are so different now than they were, say, 15 years ago when I first went to score. Years ago when I went to score, it's so different now because everything is there. You can, you know, I always tell people if I don't have the answers for you, I'll get them for you, or I'll get someone that get them for you. So that's key to a successful business is being able to get the knowledge that you need and the help that you need. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Yeah.
And the unemployment office, you know, for employers, because they're really for that. Well, the unemployment office is an advocate for both the employer and for the employee.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, because I had a 1099 person that I thought was a 1099, and I was paying her as a 1099, but she claimed unemployment, and they just said, you know, they said, no, she was employed, so I got caught more of those. And as I was leaving, the referee from the unemployment office said, you should have paid the $200 for the HR class. And I was just like, you know, I just stood there like, you know, they're right. And you think you're saving money by not knowing.
Right. Absolutely.
And when you know, and they look at you going, well, no, the information is out there. It's readily available. Most of it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't use the I didn't know. And you are a business owner. You have enough money to hire an employee or a 1099, whichever one. You have money to do that. You have money to take a class and protect yourself.
Right. And again, like you, as you said, Donna, a lot of that information is free.
Yeah,
a lot of it, but you have to go and look for it, you know.
Right.
But the thing is things, places like SCORE, you have all that information right there in one spot.
Right.
Right. You have everything, and if you can't find it, then pick up the phone and say, you know what, I think I need a mentor. I have some questions that I need answered. You know,
the nice thing about a mentor is you could, it's at will. You use it as much or as little as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just drive the agenda. You get to decide when you make the call. You get to decide when the meetings will be held and what will be covered. The mentor is there to help you tell you when you're wrong and give you encouragement when you're right.
Absolutely. So, and you want to do it sooner than later. Because our goal is to help you prevent, you know, put those measures in place to alleviate those problems, right? To help you not make those mistakes. We're going to make mistakes, but you want to make as few as possible. So if you can get the knowledge and the help that you need before, that's better. Of course, that's much better. But it's simply to say, folks, that the help is there. Mighty small business owners, the help is there. Just don't be afraid to ask for help. Absolutely. So, Donna,
enjoy,
I think...
Join your Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Join your Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Find out who your Chamber of Commerce is for. Your area and join. There's a list of resources. You are networking. You have a lot of people to network with, a lot of small business owners that are like-minded people that can, you know, you can share ideas with. you know, and all kinds of great things. So, you know, that's a whole nother list of resources right there from your chamber. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Donna, I thank you so much for joining us on the show. It is, again, indeed has been a pleasure talking with you, and I enjoy working with you with SCORE, absolutely, and hope to do this again.
Nice.
I'm
close to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Donna has, again, she's been great to work with, absolutely. I enjoy working with her. She's funny, and she knows what she does, what she's doing. And again, she has taken the team, the SCORE team, just to a phenomenal place. And I enjoy working with the team and helping small business owners. So, folks, I want to thank you for joining myself and Donna on our On the Air for All for HR and Business Solutions on the air with. On the air with L for HR Biz. Spit it out, right? I'm so glad that you took the time to spend some time with us, Donna, and share some great information. Folks, don't forget, it's not too late to submit your Freedom Friday HR question. We will see you in the morning at 7:30 for our to answer our Freedom Friday HR question. We will also see you Monday morning for our Management Monday moment. And you can join us on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for our Facebook Live. What else we got going? Oh, how can I forget? You know, it's National Small Business Week. So
no,
don't
that's
forget
right.
it.
You're doing some workshops, I heard.
Yes, yes, yes. Do not forget about it. It's still not, it's Thursday. You might have missed a few of them, but you still have time to join up for some workshops. So you can go to the website, Summit. Let me get that website for you. And sign up for some free workshops. I mean, I can't tell you how much information. It's Detroit Startup Week, okay? So go ahead on over there and sign up. You still have time to sign up for some courses. If you see some courses that you don't have time to see, sign up for them, and guess what? You'll get the replay. How cool is that? You have to sign up. I am presenting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I can't tell you how excited I am, Donna. I'm like over the top.
Good, you should be.
So, everyone, I want to see you joining, coming over to the Startup Week Detroit. Startup Week Detroit actually has the largest virtual Startup Week summit in the country. So, there's almost 200 speakers. So, you still have time to take advantage of that. Thank you so much for joining us, Donna. Folks, thank you so much for joining us on the air. We will see you next week on the air with All for HR Biz, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project. I keep telling you about it. Free networking for Michigan is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Go on the website. You can register for that free event. And it's been a pleasure, Donna.
Thank you, April. You do great work. I appreciate being on the air with you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you as well. Folks, stay safe, wear your mask, and as always, be kind, okay? Be kind, be kind, be kind. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next time, folks.